Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today's guest is Johnny Daskow, play-by-play announcer with the Sacramento Rivercats, a Giants AAA affiliate in the Pacific Coast League. And Johnny, how you doing? Your team looks like they're swinging the bats pretty well lately. Jarrett Parker had the three-home run game the other day, had another home run here today on Monday. And I know his batting average isn't very high, but there are some guys that are really swinging it. You must be enjoying that.
It's been great, Joe. Great to be with you. Yeah, you know, the series in Salt Lake was impressive. Rivercats pounded out 48 runs and 72 hits in four games.
Oh, man.
So incredible. I've never seen a four-game set like that. They came back today and came back with 14 or 15 more hits in a nice 7-3 win. Got some good pitching, great defense tonight. So it's been fun to watch. Rivercats won 8 of 11 after a very slow start, and they're right in the thick of things, 2.5 back of Tacoma. So it has been a treat to watch these guys. Really has. And Parker, as you said, with the three home runs, off to a slow start, but he's getting it going now, and he's very streaky with his home runs. Once he gets locked in, look out. You know, he had 6 home runs and 51 at-bats with the big club last year, and he's getting on that roll here again with 3 homers in the Salt Lake game and then a homer again tonight. So he's starting to get his rhythm back at the plate.
He's going to be a valuable guy for San Francisco at some point this season. Now, Mack Williamson, he's already had a couple of trips to the major leagues, and he was impressive in spring training. And, you know, some people thought maybe he'd even make the team out of spring training. He definitely didn't slow down at the beginning of the year with you guys. Tell us about Mack.
Oh, he's been great, Joe. And, you know, one thing about Mack, and you know, just calling AAA baseball, it can be a volatile level. You know, guys come down. One thing he said, you know what? He told me, he said, I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't want to be that AAA guy, to be bitter AAA guy. He goes, I wanted to come down with a good attitude. I knew there was a good chance I wouldn't make the team out of spring training. Kind of toward the end of spring training, he had an idea that he was kind of the odd man out. And they also wanted him to get at bats and be ready for when the time has come, which is now with Pagan going down. But, you know, he's had such a good attitude. And he's such a strong right-handed hitter. And I'll tell you what, man, he just – once he gets it, you know, and one thing they wanted to do, they wanted to hit left-handers well, and that's one thing he worked on when he was down here. And he just hit the ball so hard. Really, his average wasn't even indicative of how well he hit. Really, he had line drives right at people, too. He could have been hitting over 400. But this is a guy that, I mean, his power, it's the power that, you know, he's one of those guys, and it's a cliche, but he's one of those guys you don't go to the concession stand when he's at the plate. You don't know what he's going to do. I've seen him hit absolute bombs at Wrigley Field. I mean, he just unloads on pitchers. And so, you know, listen, if he gets to play 5-6 days in a row, look out up there. I mean, he had 3 pinch hit at bats, but he did start today, so that was good. Got a start. And hopefully he'll stay in that lineup so he can get that rhythm at the big league level, because he's going to do some damage up there. There's no question in my mind.
Well, unfortunately, though, for him, I think he's going to be one of those guys who bounces back and forth between the Giants and Sacramento. And even if he's doing well, just because of the roster, the way it's structured, and it's a good thing he has that good attitude you talked about. I mean, it seems like there's always one or two of those guys, Johnny, that, you know, it's tough for them. Like George Contos was like that a few years back, where they're bouncing back and forth. They have options. You know, they can do that right with a player like that, and they got to be able to handle it.
That's right. And that was what it was like for Duvall before he got to the Reds. And now he's playing a lot, obviously, with Cincinnati. But, you know, you see that with guys sometimes. But I think he's a guy that – I don't know if he's a guy that can come off the bench for you. You know, I think he needs to be playing every day. And there's going to be a time when Mack Williams is going to play every day in the big leagues. I'm so sure of that. I'm absolutely 100% sure of that. But maybe that's not his time yet. But I do hope that with Pagan out, he does get – some consistent at-bats up there to see what he can do, because Bochy loves his kid. He loves the power, and I think I just can't wait to see what he can do once he gets consistent at-bats up there.
We'll have more with Sacramento Rivercats play-by-play announcer Johnny Daskow right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
Now, if you're a shortstop in the Giants organization, you're not really looking at a starting job at short anytime soon with Brandon Crawford. But
right. But
if you could play the infield and you can hit, you never know what can happen. I mean, that's been proven by Kelby Tomlinson and Matt Duffy. And you've got this guy, Hak-Joo Lee, from Korea, who, you know, Giants fans know a little bit about him in Major League spring training, but he's been hitting well. He had another home run for Sacramento today. Tell us about him. What does he bring to the table?
Well, you know, first of all, his defense. And, you know, he's not obviously – no one's Brandon Crawford, obviously. This guy's the best in the game, you know. But you watch Hak-Joo Lee and his internal clock, the way he's able, he understands who's running. He understands, you know, he doesn't have incredible tools, but he just is so smart out there, and he anticipates. And he's made some great plays just from knowing where to be at the particular time and who's running. His internal clock is incredible. And I think he's one of those guys, Joe, you have to see every day to appreciate, because he's not a toolsy guy. He's not going to blow you away if you're a scout and you see him and say, oh yeah, he's okay. But when you watch him every day, this is a guy that can contribute, and I don't think he's going to be afraid of the third or fourth deck. I really don't. I think once he gets up there, he's one of those guys, you know, he's really Americanized. Like, he gives his teammates a hard time, they give him a hard time. He's really well liked, maybe the most popular guy in the clubhouse. He really is. And it just really enjoys playing the game every day, and I'm telling you, I don't know what the future is for this kid, but he's still only 25 years old, and I would like to see him get a chance at the big league level at some point.
You know, another guy who really seems to enjoy playing baseball is Andrew Susak, and it's been really tough for him with the injuries that he's had. And you know, now he's with Sacramento. That's where he's from, too. I mean, maybe there's a good part of that for him to play in front of hometown fans, but it's got to be tough for him mentally, knowing that, you know, he could be sitting there in San Francisco as the backup catcher, and right now, you know, he's trying to come back from injury and prove what he can do.
That's exactly right, Joe. And I think, you know, and he will come back at some point. And, you know, he's a big league catcher, and he will be there at some point. Obviously, Trevor Brown, what can you say about Trevor Brown? Obviously, everybody with the Rivercats is happy for Trevor, and he was backing up in Sacramento at the beginning of last year, and then he started to get more playing time, and he started to hit, and the pitchers like throwing to him, and then, sure enough, goes up to the big leagues, and he does very well, and the pitchers like throwing to him there. So you got to give Brownie a lot of credit. As far as Susak is concerned, who knows? I mean, who knows where he'll be down the road? But this guy, if you look throughout the league, you know, I look at the rosters all the time in the big leagues, and I see the starting catchers and the backup catchers. And you can't tell me that Andrew Susak, for the 30 teams, can't be a backup for one of those teams, even a starter for some of those teams. So, you know, whether it's with the Giants or whomever, I think Andrew Susak is going to be a big league player for a long time.
More with Sacramento play-by-play announcer Johnny Doskow in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Contos.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's long there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, you know, just with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us, thesportsvirus@gmail.com, or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now back to the conversation with Sacramento Rivercats play-by-play announcer Johnny Doskow. Now, Clayton Blackburn on the mound last year, he was tremendous. In a league where you don't put up numbers like this with a 2.85 ERA, 10-4 record. Now, this year, you know, maybe the numbers aren't quite as good. I know he didn't have a great start last time out, but tell us about him, because Clayton seemed like he was on the cusp of making the Giants rotation if, you know, if there's a bump in the road. And there have been bumps in the road so far with Peavy, certainly, and, you know, looking at the way things are going with Matt Cain as well. So what do you think about his chances this year?
I think his chances are pretty good to get up there. Now, I think he'd have to string together some, you know, several starts in a row that are solid. He had a tough start in Salt Lake. Before that, though, he went 8 1/3 and had a chance to complete game. So, you know, obviously stuff's not overpowering, but he's got just great command and very smart out there. Remember, he's still 23. We've been talking about him for a long time. He just turned 23 in January. So they're going to be patient with this guy, I think. I mean, I don't know. I'm not on the inside on this, obviously, but I think they're going to show some patience with him. And I think at some point this year he's going to get a shot to at least make a spot start up there with San Francisco. And I'll tell you this, one thing I'm sure about is he's not going to be scared. You know, he's going to go up there and he'll have some nerves, but he won't be. He'll be able to handle the pressure. That I'm 100% sure of.
Yeah, that's usually half the battle. Vin Mazzaro is a guy who has a lot of experience. He's gone up to the San Francisco Giants. What was he bringing to the table? You know, looks like he could be a nice piece to have because of his experience.
No doubt, he got the win today for the Giants. That was great to see. He did a nice job in the bullpen. Another guy that came down didn't complain. Just worked hard, and you know he's a guy that has been around. He's all that experience. I remember seeing him. It's funny, we saw him 8 years ago with the A's. He was 22 years old, this cocky kid, you know, and he even admitted that. He's like, I'm so different now, you know. But he's got a lot of confidence, obviously. But it's just so strange to see him 8 years later. Good stuff, and he's going to be good for the Giants out of that bullpen. I think that's a nice little boost for that bullpen. I'm very happy he got the win today. And I didn't see. Did you see how he pitched? I was kind of looking at the kind of the results, but did you see him tonight?
I'm actually still watching the DVR, so I'm about to watch
that. Oh, you are?
Yeah,
okay.
So it's pretty cool. But, you know, I got somebody I can root for now because he was born in Hackensack, New Jersey, same town I was born in. So I have to root for him. I mean, you must find that. I know you scan through, okay, where was this guy born and all that, and then you see, or maybe a birthday, and it's the same as yours. Isn't that kind of funny when you can just root for a guy like that?
Well, Christian Arroyo, May 30th, 1995. I mean, obviously, I was born many, 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 many years before him, but I root for a kid like that. You know, he'll be 21 when I turn 50. So, I mean, I'm excited for him. I really am. He's May 30th, 1995, and obviously a great future. So I can relate. I can relate to what you're saying, for sure.
Actually, I mean, Giants fans have got to be excited to see him coming up through the system. And in Sacramento, they know that he's going to be on his way there soon because that kid can really play.
Yeah, Christian Arroyo is a solid player. I saw him in spring training, and I can't wait to see. Can't wait till he gets to Sacramento. I'm sure at some point he'll be with the Rivercats unless he goes from Double A to the big leagues. But I know Rivercat fans are eagerly awaiting his arrival and watch him play in Sacramento for sure.
As we finish up, I know we talked about this last year, but as the affiliation grows, you guys had such a good relationship with the A's, and you had so many winning years. I mean, obviously, it's a nice match to have with San Francisco, but has there been a little bit of an adjustment period just because you got so used to being an A's affiliate?
Well, we did, you know, and you know, it's one thing I've noticed though with the Rivercats, with the Rivercats and the A's, we saw a lot of Rivercats gear at the ballpark. One thing I've noticed with the affiliation changes, there's a lot of orange and black at the ballpark. There are a lot of Giant fans in Sacramento, so I think I see more of the big league clubs in the ballpark, the orange and black all over the ballpark, kind of a sea of orange, if you will. Whereas we didn't see a lot of green and gold at the ballpark. There were some, but obviously, Rivercat fans, A's fans are fiercely loyal. That relationship was incredible. We had a great relationship with the A's for a long time. And, you know, obviously those relationships I'll have for the rest of my life with a lot of those guys. So, but the affiliation change has been great. And, the Giant fans are going bananas for their future Giants. When they see the Rivercats go up to the big club, and, of course, the three championships in 6 years don't hurt. But I think this is there are so many Giant fans in this area, Joe, that people were hankering for this. And I know there were obviously some A's fans that were not pleased, but I think the Giant fans, after waiting a long time, they get to see the Giants. And we've seen that the turnstiles, people are really coming out.
I was going to say, I think Mack Williamson played in front of more fans in Sacramento than he did in Cincinnati tonight. If you do watch any replay of the game, there's a lot of empty seats. I mean, it's crazy that the Reds aren't drawing very well at all. I don't know what the attendance was, but you guys, I mean, you have great attendance figures there.
It's been great, man. You know, and I just, it just, it's great to see every night, even on like on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're going to see fans at the ballpark at Raley Field. So it's been a nice boost for us, and I think the Giants are happy to be in Sacramento. We're happy to have them. And with all due respect to the A's, and obviously there are things about the A's we miss, but it's been a good situation, and signed another 4-year deal with the Giants, so it'll be there a long time.
All right, Johnny, I'll let you go. I really appreciate the time. Look forward to chatting with you again later on during the season.
Anytime, Joe. Appreciate it.
That's Johnny Daskow, the play-by-play announcer for the Sacramento RiverCats, the San Francisco Giants' AAA affiliate in the Pacific Coast League. Coming up tomorrow night, we're going to hear from Jim Kelch, play-by-play announcer with the Cincinnati Reds, as the Giants series continues with the Reds. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.